This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was evacuated to Germany for medical treatment Saturday. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has details.
The longtime opponent of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption collapsed on a plane on Thursday after drinking tea his allies believe was laced with poison. On arrival in Berlin, 44-year-old Navalny was rushed in a convoy of ambulance and police cars to the city's Charité hospital complex. In a statement, the hospital said it will provide an update on his condition once tests have been completed, adding this could take some time. Medical staff at the hospital in Omsk said Friday evening that he was in an induced coma and that his life was not in immediate danger. Navalny has been a large thorn in the Kremlin's side for more than a decade, exposing what he says is high-level graft and mobilizing rallies that draw crowds of young protesters.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. The head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says he will head to Tehran next week to press Iranian authorities for access to sites where the country is thought to have stored or used undeclared nuclear material. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
It will be the first visit to Iran of International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi since he took office last December and comes amid intense international pressure on the country over its nuclear program. The focus will be on access to sites thought to be from the early 2000s, before Iran signed the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Iran maintains the IAEA inspectors have no legal basis to inspect the sites. The Iranian delegation to international organizations in Vienna tweeted that it hopes the visit will lead to reinforced mutual cooperation. I'm Zaria Shakili.
You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office is calling on Belarusian authorities to immediately release all people unlawfully arrested during anti-government protests, which broke out nearly 2 weeks ago in the wake of allegedly fraudulent presidential elections. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Human Rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says her agency is particularly worried about the fate of at least eight people whose whereabouts are unknown. She says information has been hard to get because of the practice of mass detentions. Nevertheless, she says Belarus has a duty to make sure comprehensive, accurate records are kept.
Allegations continue to emerge of large-scale torture and ill-treatment of people, including of journalists, and particularly alarming, of children during the arrest and in detention. We're therefore disturbed that reportedly no action has to date been taken to investigate these reports with a view to bringing those responsible to justice.
Throssell says people have a right to freedom of expression and to freedom of peaceful assembly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reinforcements are arriving to help in the deadly California wildfires, with as many as two dozen large blazes raging across the state. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Cal Fire's Lynette Round says at least 10 states are sending equipment and firefighters.
They are working sometimes 48 to 96 hours, and that's why we need those resources to come in so they can come off the line.
She says so far they've had 115,000 evacuations and 915,000 acres have burned.
It is quite unusual that we were to have this type of fire siege. It hasn't been like this since 2008 and 1987.
And the weather's not helping.
We've had an intense heat wave. With the dry thunderstorms that have come through, they just haven't produced any rain for us. But they have caused that dry lightning, which has caused quite a few of these fires.
That same lightning is in store for next week, stoking fears of more fires. I'm Julie Walker.
Two tropical storms are advancing across the Caribbean, posing potentially historic threats to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Tropical storms Laura and Marco are both projected to approach the U.S. Gulf Coast at or near hurricane force. National Hurricane Center specialist Richard Pash says they are predicting Marco to come in Monday night, followed a day and a half later by Laura.
Marco is smaller and is liable to weaken before Laura moves up into that area. And so right now we could have one back-to-back tropical storm, perhaps even hurricane.
The current uncertain track would take the storms to Texas or Louisiana. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.